Good Erev Shabbos, everyone. This Shabbos, we will be benching Rosh Chodesh El, ushering in the new month of Rosh Chodesh El. It's the month of Tshuva. So Rav Wolfson points out that we know that the month of El has a lot of remuz and there's a lot of hints to the month of El found in Tanakh, famously, Ani Ladodi Vidodi Li. One of the hints that are lesser known is regarding the Ir Miklat. The Ir Miklat is a city of refuge, that if someone killed someone by accident, he has to run to that city. And he has to stay there. And if he leaves that city, he could be killed by the relatives of the person that he killed, the relatives of the victim. The Pasuk says regarding Ir Miklat, Ina liyada v'samti lach, that when he reaches to you, you place him in that city. The first letters of Ina liyada v'samti lach spell out El. That El is a city of refuge. Now what does that mean? So Wolfson says like this, the halach is that if you kill someone by accident, the relatives of the victim has the right, and according to some Tanaim, the mitzvah, to kill you, to take revenge. Unless you run to that city, and then you're protected. So the question he asks, or Wolfson asks, is that if they have the right to kill you, that means that that's what's supposed to happen. You clearly did something wrong, that the punishment that you deserve is death. So then how come when you run to that city, all of a sudden you're protected? What is it about that city that protects you? What is it about Ir Miklat? What is it about Elul that protects a person? So he explains based on a teaching of the Gra. Now the Gemara in Bamitzia, Taf Pei Hei Amid Aleph, tells us a story that it talks about how Rabbi Yehuda Anasi had a lot of pain. He had a lot of physical pain. He had boils. He had lesions on his body. And the Gemara says, what was the cause of that? So the Gemara says the cause of that was that one time Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was learning and a small cow ran up to him and put his head, the calf's head on the legs of Rav Yehuda Anasi and started to cry. Because this calf was supposed to be slaughtered, and it was scared. And he ran out, escaped the butcher, and ran to Rav Yehuda Anasi for help, and he started to cry. And tears, the Gemara says tears, fell on the legs of Rav Yehuda Anasi. And the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda Anasi said, Amalei Rabbi Zil Lekach Natsarta, go, this is what you're created for. Your objective is to be slaughtered. That's what your purpose is. Go to your purpose. And the Gemara says, "Lafisha le'richa mala egel nenish biyasurim," that because he did not have compassion on the young calf, he was punished. So the Gemara tells us further. The Gemara says that actually a way that he removed the suffering, one of the ways that the suffering was removed, was eventually there were rats in his house, and Rabbi Nanasi, you know, the maidservant of Yudanasi was trying to get rid of them, and he says, no, let them go, let them drink milk, let them be. So because he had compassion on the animal, the Yisurim left. So he was punished because he didn't have compassion on the calf. And he said, Zil l'kach natsarta, go, this is what you're created for. So the Gra asks, L'chare temua, hare Rebbe hayat tzaydek. Rebbe was right. She'egel l'kach natsar. What did Rebbe do wrong? Rebbe's punished with suffering? What did he do wrong? He told the calf the truth, which is the hard truth. You're created for this. What did he do wrong? So Sarah's Tirtz HaGra says, the Gra responds, De'im kol zeh, even though Rav Yehuda Anasi was correct 100% in what he said, Miach HaShebo Egel Levakish Hatzala Itzal Rebbe Roy Shirachim Alev. Even though the truth is the eagle should have been killed, and that was its purpose. But when an animal or a creature comes to you in pain and is scared, you have to have compassion. And the fact that Rabbi Yehuda didn't have compassion, even though he was right, that deserves punishment. That's the Gra says. Benirish Asharish Hadavar, and he says, Assessor Wolfson, that's the same element of what the Ari Miklat is. You have a person who killed someone, albeit by accident, but he killed someone. And he deserves punishment for that. And that's why, if he's caught outside of that city of refuge, he's killed. But what happens when he goes to the city of refuge, all of a sudden he's protected? He did something wrong. The animal should have been killed. What's the answer, says Rav Wolfson? When a Jew comes running, you have to have compassion. That's the pshat. Even though that person was guilty, and he should have been killed, but when a Jew comes running to the city of refuge, you have to have compassion. Just like when that sheep, that calf, Rav Yehuda Anasi was 100% correct, but when a calf comes running, you have to have compassion. So too it is when a person runs to the Ir Miklat. When a person is running for help, you have to have compassion, even if he was wrong. Says Rav Wolfson, that's the Inyan of El. The Inyan of Elul is, it's a month. Listen, we've all done things that we're not proud of. We've all done things that have unfortunately pushed us away from Hashem. And the truth is, just like Rav Yehuda Hanasi was right in saying Zilakach Netzarta, Hashem would have every right to say, I don't want to talk to you guys. You've done things wrong and I'm not interested. But comes Elul, comes the Ir Miklat, and it's a secret. And that is that if a Jew comes running as in pain, Hashem will never turn him away. That's the Inyan of Elul. The Inyan of Elul is we all have things that we're not proud of. We all have things that we've done wrong. However, if we turn to Hashem and run to Elul, meaning take Elul seriously, run to Elul, daven, learn, say Tehillim, try to think about what we should be doing in our life and what we've been doing. If you run to Elul with a level of hopelessness, with a level of just yearning to come closer to Hashem, He'll have compassion. Even if you've done things wrong, Zil Lakach Netzarta, while Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was right, but when a person, when an animal, when a creature is in pain, you have to have Rachmanis, and that's exactly how Hashem perceives Elul. That's what we should focus on. We should all be zoichet to have a wonderful Shabbos. There should be a month of real tshuva, where we just run to Hashem. And as the Baal Tanya says, the month of Elul, Hashem is found in the fields. He's there, He's waiting. And our avod is to run to Him. And if we run to Him with desperation, then no matter what we've done in our past, Hashem will take us back, and He'll give us bracha and atzlacha, and it'll be a good year. Tichlo shana b'kil leiseha, the last year which had a lot of difficulties should be gone. And if we run to Elul, Hashem will take us in open arms, regardless of what we've done. Shabbos zechut, have a wonderful Shabbos, and agula amitis meher b'yameinu, amen.